Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to Unruly. I'm your host, Sheila Marie. I'm an author, a fierce advocate for Black women, and the founder of the Curvy Curly Conscious Movement. In this space, I'm sharing what I've learned on my own journey while sitting down with some amazing women who are all navigating their own paths to healing. Because there's no better time than now to get a little unruly. Welcome to Unruly, where we are diving into a topic that will absolutely expand how you think about what's possible for you in your life. We're talking quantum field. Babes, you don't want to miss this, okay? Stop what you're doing right now, follow the show, and share this episode with a friend right now, because I'm tapping into the quantum field. And what I know to be true in advance is that you are going to love this episode and you're going to feel compelled to share it with someone in your life. So go ahead and do that now in advance. You see me? You see what I'm doing? I'm tapping in. I am going to be sitting down today and talking with Deanna Chambers. This isn't just manifestation as we've come to know it. It's about working with the limitless possibilities of the universe in a way that's rooted in both science and soul. Joining us is Deanna Chambers, a visionary intuitive business coach, strategist, professional speaker, and thought leader. Her work spans industries from coaching entrepreneurs to presenting for Fortune 500 companies like Sony to being Unruly with us. So welcome to the stage, Deanna. We are so happy to have you at Unruly.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today and get into the quantum.
Yes. And for those who can't see, Deanna has amazing hair. It is literally like this is when we started the natural hair movement. Everybody was trying to get this look right here. It's like the Tracee Ellis Ross style, beautiful tendrils. And I'm loving it. So I just had to give you that visual. Deanna, we'd start with the little icebreakers. So I just want to, you know, break the ice a little bit. So I'm going to ask you like a few fun questions. Okay.
Okay.
What's the most surprising or unexpected thing you've learned from your work in the quantum field?
That everything exists all at once.
Okay, we'll talk more about that. And then if the quantum field were a movie, what would the title be?
The Matrix.
Ah, perfect. It's actually too perfect. Yeah, you're good with that. Okay, so you're a film girly. I love this. I watched your interview with the New York Film Academy. And I was like fangirling. I love this. I love how you really are the perfect person to speak to things quantum because you are it. You're an actress, a dancer, a host, a coach, etc. And I love that about you. And I want to say up front, for artists in particular, your approach is so valuable because a lot of artists are overtrained and underprepared. You know, they can sing opera. They know how to act. They know how to dance. They can dance on point. They can do all these things, but they have no idea what it takes to monetize those talents or to turn those talents into a business. And that can be very hard for creatives. So up front, I want to say thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, all that work led me to be a coach, to be honest. It's how I landed here. So without that, I wouldn't be here. And I find that creatives, especially spiritual entrepreneurs, are underpaid because there's a consciousness of scarcity and poverty embedded in what we do. And that gets into a more macro conversation, but I am here to completely disrupt that and support people in making a lot of money, being creative and being spiritual.
Okay. Yeah. I need this. I am the one who needs this conversation too. I always find that I feel so guilty for charging for spiritual or healing work. And it's like under this weird assumption, like, why should that be free? Why should you not be compensated for your labor if you have to pay people to clean your house or pay people to provide any service? How is that any different? So yes. One more question for you. Oh, actually, no, let's dive into the quantum. Let's start here. Can you, what is it? Okay, we're bringing it up. We're talking about it. Can you explain the quantum field to me like I'm five?
Yes.
Six, seven, eight?
Yeah, I was like, maybe eight.
Maybe eight, nine.
So the quantum field is, think of it as a big container of space. And where everything and everyone and every possibility are connected. They're all together like one big family. From a scientific perspective and a subatomic perspective, nothing's actually solid and everything is just energy. And energy is intangible and tangible at the same time, meaning it's real, but it's also not real. And this field is also a field where anything can happen, infinite possibilities. Anything you can think of is possible. And what we learn in quantum healing is that we can actually align ourselves with that exact reality or outcome that we really, really, really desire or want.
Mm. I love that. I first heard of quantum by the idea of quantum jumping. Are you familiar with that? Yes, of course you are. Yeah. And somebody had recommended this book by Burt Goldman called Quantum Jumping. And in it, he was saying exactly what you're saying, that if you can think it, it can exist. And that all of these things, he was basically saying, like, in a certain reality, I'm an opera singer. In another reality, I'm a New York Times bestseller. In another reality, I'm like an expert gardener. And he was saying how he had played with these ideas throughout his life. And he was like, I recorded an album. I'm not the best singer. I wrote, obviously, these books. I mean, I'm not the best writer. And it really inspired me. And from there, I started quantum jumping. And that's how I created my company. That's how I met my husband that I'm married to now. Like, it was in these moments of going, when I started quantum jumping, I was so depressed, didn't think there was a lot of things possible for me. And I would go into these daydreams and meditation. Well, I call them serious daydreaming. That's what I write them in my book, because it just feels like daydreaming with like kind of a little purpose in there. But when I would go into these meditations, I'm like, I would see her so clearly. And I memorized her energy and her feeling to the point that when circumstances would show up in my real third dimensional life that I needed to follow, that feeling would come up and I would know. I don't know why. I don't know how, but I'm supposed to go this direction. So for you, what was like, was there a moment in your life where you realized that this quantum field, this working with these energetics, was a game changer for your life and work?
That's a really great question. Was there a point? Was there like a moment? I think at the heart, I'm a hopeless romantic. And so I think my access to the quantum has been through unconditional love. It's been when I've had these dynamic connections with individuals, mainly men, but even just a great conversation with a woman on the plane, right? Like, this has been my introduction to anything happening at any point. And that's how I got into this work, actually, was through deep soul connections. And I'm like, what? Because I wanted to understand, what is this? How could I meet someone and feel like I've already known them? And that question is what threw me into this work.
And so this wasn't a question I'd planned on asking you, but guys, before we started recording, I was talking to Deanna and she mentioned, is it okay for me to mention the soulmate comment?
Totally.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't ask you in advance. But she mentioned that she feels like she attracts soulmates all the time. And I would love if you could share a little bit more about this perspective, because so many women might find this really comforting. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea that some people think we only have one soulmate. And so if you miss it, if you don't get them, if it doesn't work, you know what I mean?
Firstly, and this I believe is more mainstream knowledge now, soulmates can be anything and anyone, right? So a soulmate doesn't have to be romantic. A soulmate could be your twin sister, brother. A soulmate could be your dog. A soulmate could be a teacher that expanded your consciousness in the quantum, right? And from college, I actually have a teacher like that I can think of right now. And it could be a lover. We were taught through mainstream media that a soulmate is typically attached to romanticism, and it can be, but that actually isn't the core frequency of what a soulmate is.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I know for me, a lot of my lessons have been through that angle of romanticism and love. However, what I'm realizing now as I work in the quantum and being a coach is that really it's just the frequency that makes it a soulmate, because there's a soul connection, there's a soul contract that exists with you and another soul that draws you to each other, which it feels like, oh my God, I feel like I've known you forever, because you have known them. You didn't just meet them in this incarnation. You have history.
I feel that all the time. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't know you, but I do. And okay, so for you, how has your personal journey shaped the way you approach the quantum field and like all of the possibilities that could exist?
With my personal journey, definitely, as I was mentioning, being an artist, right? Having had so many different careers already, being in my mid-30s, I've already been a professional cheerleader. I was a dancer. I've worked in the startup space. I still do, actually. I became a coach. I've had like 5 lifetimes already. And I feel like that, without knowing it as even a young girl, that was the start of it, if you think about it, right? I lived in Nairobi, Kenya for 2 years as a kid. How many Americans do you know have done that? So without knowing it, I had orchestrated, my soul had orchestrated these series of events and very, very challenging childhood and adversity in order to show me that I had this advanced soul path, which meant I had already signed up for the quantum work without even knowing it. So it was through actually pain and adversity and trauma that I actually was introduced to the quantum.
Wow. Do you think that it's important specifically for Black women to be interested in the quantum field?
I think that we are the quantum.
Tell me more.
I think that women of color, I mean, why do you think that we're suppressed? Because there's something to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. And what's in the quantum that could assist us?
Your infinite power.
Mm. Okay. And so what would you say to the person, because I feel like I can hear them now, the people are like, meh, I don't know. I guess it's too woo-woo, like, yeah, there's all these realities, but this is the one I'm in right now, and this is the one I'm experiencing.
And that's true, that this is the only reality, the one right now. It's just that when you desire something, you are tuning your frequency internally to then see the physical results of that evidence, right? You want evidence. But what we were taught is evidence first, then change. What we're teaching is energy first, alignment first, then you see it. And great examples of that, if you don't believe in all this, is when you just show up and there's parking, or someone offers to pay for your coffee, or some bill you thought you had, you don't have. These random little coincidences that you think are just chance are not. It's you having already on a subconscious level, attuning your frequency to that thing happening before it did.
Hmm. And so for you, like on a daily basis, are there any specific practices or routines that you use to align yourself to the quantum field?
Yes. And I love that question. This is a lot simpler than I think people want to make it. It actually just starts with mindfulness. That is literally the gateway in, is through breath. It's actually simple. So breath is the gateway to our body, but also our soul. So think of the breath if as you breathe in and as you exhale, you're aligning all aspects of yourself. What happens is we hold our breath. We oftentimes are operating in a survival state, right? We are in survival mode. When we breathe, we activate our parasympathetic nervous system, and that activation in itself begins to align us on an energetic level to infinite possibilities. if you're operating in survival mode, then you're operating in a lower frequency, so you're not going to see the evidence of the thing you desire. So that's why you feel stuck every day.
Is the evidence, are you arguing that the evidence is there and that you don't see it? Or
that's
that the
correct. Evidence is always there. But are you paying attention to it? Or are you paying attention to what isn't there and what isn't working? Because that's also just the mindset shift too, right?
Yeah. You know what? This really makes me think of Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love. She has a quote in there like, sometimes a miracle is just a shift in perspective. And I still pray. I keep that in my prayers all the time. Like when I'm asking for miracles, I include in there, hey, even if it's just me seeing things in a new way, that is a miracle.
That is a miracle. I was stuck in the twin flame universe, like not the show and the conspiracy on Netflix.
Not the cult.
Just to be clear. But I was stuck in this labeling for so long that I allowed it to rob me of everything that I wanted. Everything that I wanted was right here. It was me. I was searching for me all along. And that shift in itself for me was a miracle. Because now I have, and then I woke up and I was like, oh, I have peace now. After 3 years of being imprisoning myself in something that is still real. Of course it's real. We're talking quantum. I was looking for me the whole time. And that shift in perspective in itself changed my life. It's why I'm on this podcast right now. It's why I'm speaking the way that I am. Because I still believe it's real. It's just, I was attached. And if you're attached to something, you push it away.
What was that? I need you to say that again.
When you're attached to something, you push it away.
Tell me more.
So energetically, when I release something and let it go, this is like ancient, right? This is like Buddhist practice. When you release something and let go of it, only then would you truly know if it's for you. And it will come to you. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. How do you think, how this is just maybe a selfish question. How do you practice because I know I have my ideas, but how would you practice non-attachment with like children, with husbands, wives, like the people that are very close to you on a daily basis?
Well, our children are the embodiment of the quantum. They are the embodiment of detachment. They shift through things almost instantly. They could be in something for 20 minutes, but that's the maximum if you really watch them, maybe 45. But the moment that a young child, let's say under 8 years old, lets go of something that we would deem as negative or, you know, making them difficult, they are immediately shifted into something else. They show us this every day.
Mm-hmm.
They are the teachers. They are the gurus.
You know what? I am a bonus mom, so I don't have children of my own, but my husband has 2 children. And I feel like the most supreme lesson I learned from being a bonus mom is non-attachment, is the dance between holding them so closely, loving them so much, and then understanding I actually don't have authority over you. Like, you know, I don't own you. You're not mine. Like, I have to release. And I'm like, wow, I'm sure that's a parent thing in general. Like when I become a mom, I'm sure I still have to deal with that. You can love a child closely, dearly, and they can grow up and say, I want to go join the circus. You know, you never know. So these ideas of non-attachment are always interesting to me. And I think that I don't know about you guys listening, but I know me, it's been a struggle sometimes to work through. To me, it almost feels like it oscillates like a pendulum. Like I get moments of really being attached and then I go, oh, I'm too attached. I need to go the other way.
And I think also like what I'm learning is let's remove I need to do this or I should be doing this or this should have happened now, right? Because a lot of what detachment is, it's also just accepting everything all at once. Like detachment can just be the art of saying, okay, I see that this is here. I'm noticing this is here. That in itself is the first step to actually detaching, is letting it exist.
Oof.
If you feel like you need to detach, you're not detaching. You're still holding on.
You're attached to a specific outcome.
Correct.
Still, right?
And oftentimes, is that what you're saying? One of the easiest tools to detach is to just focus on something else that you actually want to be doing.
That's Can you give us an example?
Yeah. So I was so attached to this whole the concept of twin flames and twin flame union that it drove me mad. And then in November of 2024, I had this crazy spiritual activation and I just decided to reshift my focus back to my business, go all the way in.
Okay.
And I noticed as I've been doing that with physical action steps every day, non-woo-woo, but just taking action on my business every single day, that I've given myself, I have gifted myself detachment, through refocusing my energy to something that I really enjoy, to something that's lighting me up, and to something that's changing the world.
That is so empowering and freeing. A big part of why I wrote the book Unruly and why I started this podcast Unruly is liberation for women. I just want women to be more liberated. And I think that piece of information that you just shared right there could provide so much liberation. I think it would be like a daily practice, right? How do you put it into practice?
Yeah, I would love to go over what a soft routine might look like
daily. Oh, go for it.
Because I think that that would be supportive, right? We have these podcasts, we listen and we're inspired. We're like, okay, but what do I do about it? And part of what I coach on is it's energy, strategy, and action. Because when they're all three aligned, that's when we're going to see actual evidence in our 3D reality that something is working. So one of the first thing, energy is, in my case, right? Mindfulness, breathing, breath work, meditation. And I'm not going to tell you to pick one or the other. I would just say explore what mindfulness looks like for you, which is stillness. It's not being on your phone. It's not being on screens, right? It's sitting in stillness. And you can use music if you want, or binaural beats, things of that nature. Stillness. If you like prayer, you can be praying as well. Stillness, right? That's energy alignment. And then specifically like in business, right? Like then we're talking about strategy. What is the plan for today? And if you're not, you know, working on a business, that's also fine. But I'm still talking about shifting the focus to something else. What's the plan for today? How am I going about doing what I'm doing? And being clear about that, having crystal clear intention. Even if you're planning a beautiful meal for your partner, right? It still takes a plan. What is that plan? What is the energy I'm bringing to the plan? And then the third step is then, okay, what are the actions that are associated with that? As women, we wake up and we go through the to-do list right away, but we're not aligned. We haven't done any practice to pour into ourselves first. And so then you get this like scattered chaotic energy and you're wondering why things aren't changing. Well, this is why. So for me, it's about energy alignment, right? Through mindfulness. Then we're reviewing what we'd like to see happen. We're reviewing the strategy. We are reviewing the plan. And then third, from that space of alignment and crystal clear focus, we're taking action.
Yeah, it's almost like it sounds like the difference between like laser energy and leaf blower energy. When I don't take that moment to center myself in the beginning of my day, I'm doing things, I'm spending a lot of energy, but at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I even do? Like, what? You know, I'm just chaotic, like busy for the sake of being busy, where I find that if I center myself and I'm more centered, I might not even work as many hours. It might not even seem like I did a lot. And then I look back and I'm like, wow, I did this. I made this call, but the call didn't feel like a big call versus if I didn't meditate, it might take up all of this energy in my mind. And so I love that note. I want to actually talk about the difference between manifestation and the quantum field.
Yeah, so I think manifestation is associated with wanting and this kind of ongoing wanting and needing a lot of the time. And I think where the quantum is different is tapping into the quantum is about energy alignment with an outcome that already exists. And while manifestation is the foundational block to that, I think where we get stuck in the community of manifesting is we're constantly still wanting something. And if you're constantly still wanting something, it means you don't have it. When I tap into the quantum and I tap into the field of infinite possibilities, I'm only just shifting my energetic alignment to then see that play out in my 3D reality. Big difference. And I can use tools for manifestation. I can use affirmations to support the energy alignment. But those on their own, those practices on their own, in my opinion, aren't enough. And it will still lead you around this cycle and this dance of trying to get something outside of you that already exists in you because it is you. Everything is you, just projected outwardly. Your partner is a version of you just in another body and possibly a different gender.
I do this all the time. I talk to women all the time. I know these concepts in and out. I practice them. And every time I hear it articulated again in a different way, my mind is just like, fireworks, like neurons are wiring together. Cause I'm over here like, she's so right. Everybody is you and everything is you. So I guess to reiterate, I just want to make sure I get this. So manifestation is different because it's sending energy out, right? Like I want, like it's a longing.
I think it's not technically the teachings of manifestation is not a longing, but I think where I'm kind of addressing the problem with the community. I think what people start assuming or where it can become a roadblock for you is it's about something outside of you. I'm trying to manifest something. Well, if you're trying to manifest something, then
you're probably saying you don't have it.
Yeah. And from an energy standpoint, you do actually already contain inside of your soul the frequency of that desire. So if it already exists in you, why would you be trying
to... Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We get something.
Okay, so let's take a hypothetical. I'm a single woman, and I really desire a partner, a romantic partner. What would you tell me to do? Like, I'm tired of him. I'm so lonely. My career is doing well, but I just really want someone to share my life with.
Well, number one, there's nothing wrong to identify something that you're desiring, right? So, like, I want to also clarify, it's okay to identify a desire because the desire has been put on your heart by the creator, by God, whatever you believe, because you are meant to experience it in some capacity. Where we get stuck really quick is the attachment piece. The desire in itself is pure. Because it was given to you, it was put on your heart from a pure space of connection to the source, to God. So there's nothing wrong with the desire itself. It's what we do with the desire that becomes challenging or creates
roadblocks. What should we do with the desire?
Once you recognize this is something I desire, it's attuning into the internal state that it already exists. Meaning you almost treat yourself like your partner. You're like, okay, well, what it would be like if I assumed the reality? I take myself out on dates.
This is exactly what I did.
I plan out dinners that I would be cooking for my partner for me. I set up a movie that I really want to watch with my partner, but I watch it by myself.
Yeah.
And I don't feel, and I'm tapping into it already being here, not into the lack of him not sitting next to me, but like, oh, I can feel his energy. Like, it's here. It's here right now.
I love that.
That is what you're just doing. Yes. You're taking the action steps that you would normally take, but in the energy of like, yeah, I can feel him. Because like right now when I smile, I can feel the energy of a masculine.
I can see it on you. I see
right?
You like, sitting,
like, okay,
yeah.
He's right here. We're
like right? Giddy.
Yeah, but that's it. Because that means it's what? It's here inside of me already. And like a face came to mind just now, right? Because there's someone that I, you know, love. But like, because he's here. Does that make sense? Like I can really see him right now. I can feel his energy even though his body isn't here, right? So that is number one. And that's the same thing if you want to buy a Porsche. Go test drive one so you can memorize what that little clock looks like on the dashboard in Porsches and then the emblem on the steering wheel, right? And so then you're looking down and you're like, okay.
Well, one thing I love to remind my audience is tapping into that sensory experience of something that you are seeking to have in your life. Like that, we over-prioritize doing things through the mind and the logical brain, which I think is great. But like that smelling, like you said, smelling the scent of that car, you know, touching it. How does the leather feel? Or imagine yourself walking through the house and you got to make a left turn because there's a corner there. Like all of that. You know what I mean? It activates so much reality in your mind and helps you. To me, two things. One, I feel like it helps you I feel like it helps you recognize. That's the word, not resonate. Recognize when you find it. Like
absolutely.
It's almost like a piano key. Like ding, it's the same key. Oh, I know that
exactly. Because then your brain doesn't know the difference between it being not real and real.
Correct.
Because you're literally you are saturating yourself with the frequency of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do that enough, eventually it will show up in your reality. But this is right. where another thing we need to talk about is you need to consistently do it. It's like going to the gym. You're not going mm-hmm. to become toner and all of a sudden have a six pack if you go to the gym once a week. That's
what?
Not
going to. Boo.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. That's me. I go to the gym once. I'm like, do I have abs yet?
You're like, why aren't they here? Why isn't my booty bigger? I've been doing all the hip thrusts that I saw the girls do on TikTok and IG. Like, hello.
I love this. I really want to emphasize here, one thing I think that goes a long way is small, consistent changes over big, sweeping ones that you can't keep up, guys. I'm guilty of this because I do, like, I'm going to just do it all and I'm going to eat only vegan. And like, you know, like the small changes add up as well. I do want to bring up the double slit experiment. I feel that whenever we're talking about quantum field, this is like the canon experiment that everyone will bring up. And you probably may have heard this. If you're listening to me, you probably already know it. But I feel like I should say it just in case. And Deanna, if I get anything wrong, just cut me off and interrupt me and just correct me because you're the expert on this. But basically, the scientists sent these light particles through these slits, and they were expecting that the light would go through the slits and come out in like two neat piles on the other side. And then they didn't. They were like breaking up. It was like these interference patterns. So like they were turning into light was turning into waves and moving around. And the scientists were like, hold on. The light is not doing what we expected it to do. It's supposed to just go into these slits and then come out on the other side in these neat piles. And it's breaking up and doing all these waves and the crazy stuff. Let's just observe it. I'm just going to look at it and we're going to see at what point they break into waves just so we can, you know, see what's going on. And when they observed the waves, well, when they observed the light particles, there was no waves. They acted differently. They did not split up into waves. And they went through on the other side into those two little neat piles that they were expecting. So this is the observer effect. And it's basically the argument that these subatomic particles behave differently depending on how they're being observed. And so this is the link between like law of attraction and manifestation, that it says like reality doesn't exist until it's observed, or it depends on the observer and your relationship to observing things around you changes it.
Perfect. And yes. Also, no, that was beautiful. And exactly, because it depends on who's looking at the mirror. The universe is only giving back to you what you're putting out. So if you're expecting, let's give a tangible example. If you're expecting this guy is not going to text you back, he is not going to text you back.
But what if I expect him to text? What if I expect him to text me back and he doesn't?
Then on a subconscious level, there's a mismatch again, right? Your subconscious is its own entity. So on a subconscious level, because of unhealed trauma, right? Because that's what it comes down to in the human experience. Something's unhealed. Something's blocking it. Consciously, you could be like, oh, no, he's going to text me. I got this. Blah, blah, blah. But subconsciously, if all of your past wounds and trauma, not just in the human experience, but on a soul level, have not been healed, and they're saying, no, he's not, because also your grandma, great-grandma, and all of them also have that same shared experience that they've passed down that you have not worked on yet, he's not going to, or maybe it will be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we are majority, we are majority subconscious thought. We're only about 5%. And this research is always changing. So don't take this as fact, but about 5% is conscious thought. We have over 70,000 plus thoughts per day. So if in the end of the day, you believe he's not going to majority, right? Let's just call it 90%, but 10% does, he won't, or it will take a while. Right. So this is the observer effect, right? So if I'm observing and this is what's running in the background, this is my core processing says, I'm not actually worthy to be chosen. I'm not worthy to have a man prioritize me. Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy to have that job. I'm not actually mm-hmm. worthy to drive that car because blank, 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 blank. Then that's going to be the outcome that you continue to observe and witness and see in your reality.
Do you feel like there's any big misconceptions about manifestation or quantum that you like that just bugs you and you're like, I want to set the record straight about this?
I really believe the biggest thing that I also did and the kind of not, I don't want to call it a mistake because, again, everything is divine reassignment. I really believe that we always end up where we're meant to be is I think that we still come from it from an angle of like, I have to do something. That's the biggest misconception. Step one is always the energy. It's the alignment of feeling the thing. Like I'm smiling because I'm just feeling just the energy of potential right now. And I think if we could allow it to be that simple, then the quantum and manifesting would be. I think that's the biggest thing that irks me is like, it doesn't need to be challenging. It doesn't need to be difficult. Sometimes it might be, sure, because life is full of contrast. And Abraham Hicks talks a lot about contrast, which is contrast is a gift because it allows us to understand where we need to shift our frequency. But if we would stop making it so damn difficult and realize—
How can we make it easier? I'm guilty of this.
Did. You see how I took a step back and I just like closed my eyes? And I took a breath and I just think about something that makes me feel good. Like my son smiling, my son listening this morning.
Aww.
Like that makes me smile. It's simple. It's so simple.
Guys, it's simple. If you are listening, you can take a second. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But you can take a second and tap into, what Deanna, you say, I don't want to mess up how you said it.
Yeah, just take a second to reconnect back to the breath. That's number one all the time. I don't care what your religion is, if you think I'm crazy or not, if you think the quantum is real or not. If something isn't working in your life right now, we get to do a better job of just taking a second to stop every single thing that we're doing in this moment and take a breath. And remember that you're living today and that your body is working and supporting your existence. And that in itself is a miracle.
And I want to say, guys, when I started doing this work, see it just like you referenced, like training, like physical, like working out. You know, I had to do it multiple times a day. And as Deanna said, it doesn't have to be, you don't have, like I used to be at work, like you don't have to go into a full on meditation if you're at work, but taking a second, pausing, resetting that nervous system. Tapping into, if your boss is frustrating you, tapping into, oh my gosh, I love my job. I have the most peaceful relationship with my boss. Even if you don't see it reflected in your third dimensional right now, tap into that energy as much as you can. I used to do this all day. All day I had to realign myself. All day until that became the predominant energetic experience that I was having. Yeah. Okay. Deanna is saying yes, yes, yes.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And I also want to add, you might be listening to this right now and things may not be going well. So first and foremost, that's okay. And sometimes the best thing you can repeat to yourself as a mantra is everything is always working out for me. Because then it doesn't have to be specific. You don't have to attach something, an affirmation or a mantra that just isn't resonating. Because I know that was where my biggest hang up came personally, was yes. I was saying these things I just didn't
And I'm like, believe. I don't think that.
I don't believe this. Right, this isn't right. real. But I can get on board with a ladder, right? A ladder affirmation or a ladder mantra or a ladder statement that I could take a little shift. Okay, you know what? I don't see the plan right now. I don't see how it's working for me, but I'm open. But that right there could be a ladder, right? Because remember, or step in the ladder. If the disparity between the outcome that you desire and you are over here, if it's too large, some of these things aren't going to work. Let's just be honest, depending on where you're at frequency-wise. I know for me, like when I'm on my period, I get very negative. So sometimes things like that don't work. So sometimes I'm like, you know what? I know that right now what would feel really good is if I just take a second, sit down and rest. And then, okay, I'm starting to feel more relaxed. You know what? Now that I think about it, everything is working out for me. It is working out. I may not see exactly how yet. It's working out for me. And then, you know what? Yeah, that our relationship is improving, for example. Yep, I believe that. It's all working out. We've resolved our conflict. Yeah, it's starting to feel really good. And then it's like this, it's kind of, Abraham Hicks talks a lot about this, right? It's sort of like you take where you're at and you just take little steps with your words, your self-talk. And then you get to the point where it starts to improve little by little. And maybe it's not that same day, but maybe the next morning you're like, you know what? Yeah, my boss and I, we do have a peaceful relationship. It's all working out.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The steps are now showing themselves to me, right?
Yeah. This like incremental or this
It's habitual. Incremental. That was perfect. It's incremental.
Yeah.
Incremental shifting with self-talk. Right, is really, depending on where you're at, I'm just sort of like giving this as an option for those who might be listening that are like, this, I don't believe in this. Like,
for sure.
Sorry, Deanna.
Sorry, Sheila. Right? Not feeling it.
Not feeling it.
So, and I respect that.
And I think it's important that I know in this work, in manifestation and the quantum, we get excited because we're like, I love this. And depending on where you might be at, which was also me even like a year ago, 6 months ago, I was like, I don't, you know what? I need to take a step back. And I did. I had one of my soulmates pass away, actually, and from college. He was one of them, and he was so beautiful, and he passed away. And I had to be like, you know what? I just need to take a step back from all this stuff for a second. And I did. And I was traveling, and I was going out, and I was like doing things that were a little bit more like 3D that I would have judged. But I needed to do that. I needed to just take a step back from all of this and just be human.
And so what would you say, this is the final thing before we move on to our toolkit, but like, what would you say, man? We're in 2025. It's very unstable times. People are feeling really uncertain. I could understand how some people could be like, I don't have time to think about all this quantum stuff because the world is crazy right now. And the price of eggs is crazy and I'm trying to keep it together. And what would you say to the discouraged listener right now that is like, I want change. I do desire a different experience that I'm feeling, but I don't know if I have the energy. I kind of don't know if I can find the hope to get into it.
I believe that seeking outside support is the first step if you're in that space. I still fully believe in old school therapy, and there are so many beautiful modalities now that are actually very similar to the things we're talking about. There's so many beautiful options that are not just talk therapy. So I would just, number one, I would actually seek support, professional support, right? Because you're not supposed to do this alone. We did incarnate as humans because we are meant to be doing this together. We're mammals at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. We need co-regulation, even with nervous system work. One thing that I love about the experts, I'm not a nervous system expert, but I obviously embed it in a lot of my coaching because it's necessary and it's relevant. And I realized in my own life that co-nervous system regulation is super important. And that can look like a therapist, right? Or a coach or a healer or a guide. We all need that, especially if you're in that space where, like you just said, where you're like, I just don't feel hopeful right now. I'm frustrated. I don't like the political climate. Economically, things are not working in my favor. I get that. That's real. You know, and for those who are analytical and maybe don't think this way, they might, you know, that's a great next step, I believe.
I love that. And I also want to add, too, I just thought about Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love, which I know a lot of people might think is cheesy and corny now, but I love her. One thing I remember that she wrote in her book was that one tool that works for her is when you're, I also read this in the book called The Power of Eight. It's like, it's all about how collective healing and power is important. But anyway, she was saying when she's really down, she meditates on someone else. And this is such a trick that works for me every time. Like, I remember my nephew was struggling with something one time and he was really young and I was going through a hard time and I just sat every day and I would meditate like for peace for him or for healing for him. You can also do metta meditation, which includes the Buddhist meditation, but taking the focus off of yourself and actually wishing good for others and or go out and helping others. I just joined this agency called Hot Mess Express, and we like clean women's houses. I love cleaning.
Hey, what? You'll have to give me the info. I'm like, wait, I know. Where are you based?
In Atlanta.
Oh, like, wait, we're in you? LA, so we can hang out.
I know. But you know what? My bestie lives in LA, so I'm always there. And by the way, sending love and light, I can't.
Oh, yeah,
imagine.
We didn't even get into that. I have a whole, I was pissing a lot of people off with my posts because I was just like,
Yeah, it's so much. We were talking about it the other day, my friends. And I'm like,
it's very spiritual. So we were like,
yeah, it's loaded. It is loaded.
And I also have a massive empathy, and I have friends. My whole community of people lost everything. So it's not like I'm detached. I mean, I'm here.
Tragic. And so we're sending love to LA and beyond. But if you feel like you can't find it, if you feel like you can't find the hope, always a good reset, a good trick is thinking about it for someone else, like wishing good for someone else, wishing healing for someone else. In a weird way, it can reset you and make you find the silver lining that maybe you can't find for yourself.
Absolutely.
I hope that
helps. That's beautiful. And I also believe it's kind of the same thing with gratitude, right? When we shift our focus to just being grateful for the people in our lives, right? Or the things that we do actually have. And remember, we're living in a former answered prayer. We're living in a former manifestation right now. That in itself can just shift your focus to the other thing that you get to focus on so that you can practice detachment every day in your life. And it doesn't need to be, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can just be simple. And it can just be asking someone for a hug. I did that last week or 2 weeks ago on a job. I'm a professional speaker for Sony, and I was feeling really lonely. And I was like, can I have a hug?
because
I knew that I needed that. And I'm like, I can hug myself, which I do, but I realized like, we're not supposed to do this alone.
Mm-mm.
We're not.
And that's why we're going to give you a new tool for your toolkit. Okay. Because we are definitely in this together. So we love to end each episode with giving them a practical tool, like a tangible thing that they can take away. You've actually given many during this interview. So if you want to just reference one that you gave already, you can reiterate it. But what can they do? Like, what is one tangible takeaway with this quantum work?
A tangible takeaway is just realizing that you are the creator of your reality. So when it feels like things are too difficult or too challenging, or that things are just seemingly happening to you in a way where you're at a loss, the simple shift of I'm the creator of my reality, anything is possible and everything can work out for me. That's number one.
Number one. And there you have it. All right. Deanna, this has been such a transformative. I don't know why I can't talk today. It's Friday, guys, by the way. Deanna, this has just been amazing. I found myself having my own aha moments throughout the whole interview. Thank you for just walking us through the quantum and reminding us of our power to shift our own energy and shift our life. For all of the listeners who are going to want to follow you and find you and work with you, can you please let them know where they can follow up with you?
Absolutely. So I'm on everything. My primary platform for those who are interested in kind of like what I post about every day is Instagram and Threads. Threads has been popping off for me. So it's just at Deanna Chambers. And all of my services are actually all on Stan Store. It's very simple. So if you go to the Stan Store website and then just slash Deanna Chambers, everything's there. So you can book a call with me. I have digital products starting at $47 to support with activating your highest potential in the quantum through my Aligned Access Toolkit. And then I have high ticket coaching options too. So everything's there.
Awesome. And say that website one more time.
So it's stan.store/Deanna Chambers.
So we'll also link that in the description for viewers who want to find you. And Deanna, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciated having you on Unruly. Stay safe in LA. And this probably will not be the last time you hear from her. Okay. We'll be probably doing something more in the future. I could see there's so much to talk about.
I know. You're welcome.
If you have something on your mind, a question, or something you want me to answer, just send in a voice note at speakpipe.com/unruly. I can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow or subscribe so you never, ever, ever, ever miss an episode of Unruly.